It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, so glad to see you. I started thinking about magic last night, with that kite and all. And I remembered that I had a friend who was a good magician. And so I just went to see him and asked if he would come to visit us today here. And he said, sure, I could tell you what his name is. It's Mr. Apple. That's right. There it is, Mr. Apple. And he'll come a little later. But he loaned me some tricks that he said that I could show to you. And here's one of them. He said, apples are round, pretty round, and so are these. Now, can you count these? One, two, three. One, two, three circles. Now see if I can do it for you. He said, if you take these and just go, you can put them together. Now they're two together and one by itself. Just a minute now. Like this. Put three together. Can you see how I did it? Well, there's a little opening in this one in the middle, right in there. And if you do it fast enough, it looks just like magic. You see, if you slip that in fast enough, it looks just like magic. Go right like this. Once more, I'll show you. Ready? Now, ready to slide it in? Okay, look. See? All three together. Okay, now that's the first trick. And here's the second one. How many stars are on this little paddle? One. Okay, you saw that star right there. Okay. Abracadabra. Now, how many stars are there? One, two. You know how I did that? Well, there's one on this side and two on this side. Mm-hmm. And so, oh, you could make one of these. Sure, you could get a piece of cardboard or something and just put one star on one side and then on the other side put a couple stars or circles or squares or whatever you want. And then you just say to the people that you like, there's one. Now, look and magically you'll see two. That's that trick. Then there was another one that I didn't understand very well, but he said that inside I would find the directions and that you could sing the directions. And he says it's called B-O-X Bell's Box. See? Well, let's look and see here. B-O-X Bell's Box. S-M-A-L-L spells small. Here's a B-O-X. That's S-M-A-L-L, box that's small. Put it U-P up. Bring it D-O-W-N. Put it U-P up. And bring it down again. Now, see what we have to do here. Set it on the table. Okay. Hide it under there. Set it on the table. Then hide it anywhere. All right. Find it in your pocket. Okay. Find it on the floor. All right, we did. Find it under the table. Then look for it some more. Okay, back here. All right, we looked and now we found it. I-N. I-N in the inside. O-U-T out outside too. I-N in the inside. What's this inside for you? It's a kiss. That was the man. Well, there was something inside the box. Now there's something at the door. Let's see who it might be. Come along. Oh, it's Mr. Apple. Hi, Mr.
Hi,
Apple.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you?
Fine. Welcome today.
How did the tricks work out?
Very well, Mr. Apple. Thank you. Won't you come in? Did you bring yours?
Thank you. Yes, I brought a whole bag full.
Good.
Where would you like me?
How about the kitchen?
Fine.
Apples right. Like the kitchen.
Right. Won't you be seated?
Sure.
For the magic show.
A real magician.
That is a square piece of cardboard.
Square cardboard. Mm-hmm. Is that a trick?
No, that's not a trick. That's part of another trick.
Oh.
But speaking of squares, I have another square here. Made out of metal. It's down in the bottom of the bag. Right now, it looks like a V. But when I pull it apart, it turns into a square like that. Now, the trick to this is to know the magic word.
Yeah.
And the magic word is square circle.
Square circle.
And you have to say it very fast.
All right.
Will you say it for me, Mr.
Sure.
Rogers? All right. Ready? Say the magic word.
Square circle. Oh.
And it becomes
turns into a circle. Can you turn it back?
All we have to do is say it backwards. Circle square.
All right.
Let's have everyone say it.
All right. Circle square.
It's back into
Gee.
A square.
Well,
a magic
you
trick.
You have good tricks.
I have some others in here, too. Have you ever played checkers?
Yes.
I'm sure most everyone has. I have a big checker, a yellow one.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another yellow one.
Yellow.
And another yellow one. They're big checkers, too.
Yellow.
And this is a red one. And I've got another red one. And one more red one hiding. There it is. So we have six.
Is that the way you want them?
Red, yellow. Right now it is, because we're going to play a special game of checkers. With a tube like this, and another tube that looks exactly like it. I have it down in the bottom of the bag. There it is. Another tube, exactly the same kind of tube. We're going to set that right there. Now we're going to take these large checkers and we're going to place them in the tube, alternating the colors. Red, yellow, red, yellow, red, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to take the tube off and try to balance the checkers. This is almost a balancing act,
mm-hmm.
as well as a magic act. Very carefully. There. Now they're red, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll pick them up very, very carefully so we don't spill them.
That's what you need the cardboard for.
Right. And place them on top of the tube like this. Right there. Now hold it steady and we'll place the other tube on top of the checkers. Red, yellow. Let's do it three times. One, two, three.
did they go through that?
Magic.
My goodness, Mr. Abbott, you have fancy tricks. A lot fancier than the ones I did.
Well, the thing is, you have to start out with easy tricks in magic. You have to start with the very simple ones and learn how to do those, and you have to practice an awfully lot. You can't just do them like that. It takes a lot of practice.
Gee, that's really special.
In fact, you know that one trick I gave you, the one with the stars on it?
Yes.
That's the very first magic trick I learned.
Oh, I liked it best. The one star, and then you turn it around, there are two.
And it fools your friends, and that's what magic is all about. I've got one more trick to show you today, and this is a pyramid made out of triangles. You see, a pyramid is made out of three triangles.
Yeah.
Now, this is a gold pyramid, but on the other side, it's also made out of black. And I can make a black pyramid out of it if I want, like that. Today, let's see, I'll choose the gold side this time. I like both sides, but today we'll choose the gold side. And we'll say some magic words. Hocus pocus, abracadabra.
How did you get them from... Oh, Mr. Apple, look at all of the...
Kaboot.
All from those triangles.
And... one final little friend of mine.
That's a rabbit.
In a hat. And let's make him a real rabbit in a hat. We'll put him right in my hat.
In a real hat.
Okay.
Oh, they're great.
Now, I'm afraid I'm going to have to go. You see, I teach school, and my children are waiting for an English lesson right now.
Oh.
So I'd better go quickly.
Mr. Apple is a teacher. Hmm? And thanks for teaching us about magic,
Mr.
Apple.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime.
Mr. Apple, I have something for you.
I wonder what it is.
Nothing in this hand.
Nothing there.
And nothing in this hand.
Nothing there.
But an apple for an apple.
An apple for an apple. Thank you very much, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Mr. Goodbye. Apple.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A special magician friend. He's a teacher. Isn't it lucky to have people like that who are our neighbors? How did he do pull all of those things out? Let's look into the neighborhood of make-believe and see if the kite's there today. There's the platypus's place. And there's the museum go-round. I wonder where that magic kite is. You tell me if you see it. Not at the factory. There's the trolley. There it is, yeah. It's teasing the trolley. Hi, trolley. Hi. What about that kite? What do you think of that? Come on. Tell me, trolley, does it tickle? We'd like very much to go in and see where the magic kite's going to play today. Would you take us to the neighborhood of make-believe? Are you ready to go? Are you? We don't have to be magic about it. We'll just go with you, trolley, into the neighborhood and pretend.
Magic kite anywhere? Oh, there you are. I've been looking everywhere for you. Digger Tagorum wants to see you right away. Oh, what a clever kite you are. Will you stay right here until I get her? Right here. there it was, bobbing up and down, mm-hmm. and I told it to wait till I got you, oh. just to stay right where it was.
Good.
And it's right...
Where?
It was right here. Oh. Did you see the magic kite go anywhere? Oh, there you are.
Oh. Now, kite, I want a word with you. I have to go back to my dig in Australia today, and I want to take you with me. But I can't do that if you keep hiding all the time, now can I? Do you understand?
What's going on here, friend?
Oh, Digger DeGorm is talking to the kite.
Is there something wrong with her?
No, Corny. It's a magic kite, and it seems to do just what it wants to do.
Why, it sounds like an extraordinary kite to me.
It is, and Digger DeGorm wants to take it back to Australia when she goes back.
I see.
Look at the note the kite just handed me.
A note?
Yes.
Well, imagine that.
Well, what's it say?
Can you read, Corny?
Yes, I learned how to read in school.
Then this is what it says.
I cannot go away. I am a make-believe kite.
Oh.
Well,
so a make-believe kite has to stay in the neighborhood of make-believe.
It sounds logical to me.
It's very disappointing to me. You know, people like to take their treasures with them.
Of course it's disappointing, but you wouldn't like it if it didn't do its magic stuff, would you?
No, you're right, Corny. It has to stay where it belongs.
I bet you'd like a picture of it, though, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love that. Do you have a camera we can use?
Well, I've already got a picture of it for you.
You have?
How did you get one so soon, Corny?
Well, you see my dials over there. That flashing one on the left is really a camera. It takes pictures of unidentified flying objects that come near this rocket factory.
I see.
Stellar idea.
I'll get it for you. So yesterday, when I saw the kite and didn't know what it was, it took this picture of it.
It's a great picture, Corny.
Looks just like the kite.
Well, the picture is for you, Digger DeGorm.
Oh, they'll never believe me.
Well, you just tell him to come to make-believe and see.
Thanks, Corny. You're a great man.
And you're a great digger.
I am a digger, and I will always be. I dig and dig and dig and dig. I dig most carefully.
Of course you do.
And when a new tell opens, I always hope to find great prizes and surprises that others left behind. Yes, I am a digger.
Good for you, and may you find many more wonderful things like magic kites and all. Keep up the good digging, Digger.
Thanks, Corny. Goodbye.
Goodbye, and bye to you, Lady Aberlin.
Bye, Corny. See you later.
Yes, happiness to you.
I'd like to go and say goodbye now to X and Henrietta.
Oh, fine. Let's go then.
Hi there.
Hello.
Meow, meow, meow.
How in the world are you?
I'm leaving, friends.
Oh, you're leaving, Digger.
Meow, 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 you're leaving, meow.
Well, where's the magic kite?
Oh, it's over there.
Meow, 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 meow. The factory, meow. Meow, 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 going with you, meow?
No, it only works in make-believe. Oh. But Corny gave me a picture of it to show my friends.
Oh, that's good. But I guess the kite will be staying around here then, won't it?
Yeah.
Now, I want to say thank you to both of you for your help with the dig.
Oh, you're mighty welcome. I enjoyed it. Boy, it was fun finding that magic kite and all.
Meow. Meow, 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 making meow curtains and all, meow.
Oh, yes. Well, now I must go and say goodbye to Dr. Bill and Elsie Jean.
Well, I hope you have a good trip, Digger DeGorm.
Thanks, friends.
Meow, 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 meow.
Goodbye.
Bye. See you later, Lady Aberlin.
Quite, quite busy.
Thank you.
busy, busy times, busy times. Oh, these are busy times.
Doctor.
Yes.
Doctor, and Mrs. Platypus, Digger Degorum is leaving soon.
Well, I guess you'll be taking the kite you found in our holes.
No, Elsie Jean. The kite stays here. It belongs in make-believe.
Oh, she's not taking the magic kite.
No, the kite is staying here.
Well.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Daniel.
Hi again, Ek.
Hello.
Ek told me that you were leaving Digger Degorum.
Yes, Daniel. I've got to get back to my work, and I'm not taking the kite with me.
See, what did I tell you?
Well, I surely hope you have a good time.
Thanks, Daniel. Whenever you need a good digger, just send for Digger Degorum.
Well, we certainly will. You always find the best treasures when you come.
Thanks. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Digger.
Goodbye,
Digger.
Goodbye, Digger.
Oh, there's the kite now. Oh, look.
Oh, boy, isn't it great?
Oh, I just love that kite.
Sure is a nice kite.
Well, I guess I ought to be taking the kite over to the castle.
To the castle? To the castle? Now, why are you taking it to the castle?
Well, I'm sure that Uncle Friday would insist.
Well, he didn't find it. We found it.
That's right.
Yeah, it's not King Friday's kite, and he isn't even here.
I'd sort of like to have it myself.
Well, so would we, wouldn't we, Elsie Jean?
Of course we would. I like magical things.
Well, I was thinking that it would be great to have it at my tree. I mean, you know kites like trees, and anyway, I really like it.
But Handyman Negri helped to dig it out, and I think that it's only fair that, you know,
But it was in our hole here.
Well, but the hole was near my clock.
But we're living in that hole now.
Oh, yeah, but anyway, Benjamin Franklin had a kite, and Benjamin Franklin is somebody I like very much. I mean, you know how I like Benjamin Franklin.
Yes.
But when you're little, you really want something that will go way up high in the air. And, oh, I would really like to have it.
Oh, no, but we want
I can understand that, but it's just that Uncle Friday's always been this way, dear. You know I'm not.
I know,
I'm
but
just, it's just that you know,
it, of all of it.
There it is.
Oh,
it's got a message on it there. What's it say? Can
it
you
says,
see?
What does it say?
What's it say?
It says, take turns.
Take turns? Well, what does that mean?
Well,
I suppose it means that we should take turns in having the kite with us. That's what it must mean.
You mean I can have it one day, and then you can have it another, and X can have it another, and the platypuses could have it another,
sure.
And on and on?
Sure.
Well, we'll take turns then, and that's probably what it wants to do anyhow.
It'll probably go where it wants to and stay where it wants to anyway, but
yes.
I hope it'll come stay with me. There it goes off to fly by itself.
Yes.
Bye, kite.
Bye,
see
kite.
You later. See you later, kite. Bye. I sure do like it.
Well, why don't you all come and have some refreshments?
Hey.
I've got some Bill good things to eat.
Hey, that sounds great, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh, that would be really nice, Mrs. Platypus.
Oh, just call me Elsie Jean, dear. We're here to stay.
Oh, good.
Well, come in now?
Yes, I'll come around the back.
Sure, is this a good way to come?
Yes. Right back this way?
That's right. Come
okay.
Right on down.
Oh, good. Great.
Everybody wanted that kite, sure. But the kite can stay only in make-believe if it's going to work. Mm-hmm. Kind of magical, isn't it? X wanted it because Benjamin Franklin flew a kite. And Lady Aberlin thought, I think we better take it to the castle because King Friday likes things first. And Daniel said he'd like to have it because when you're little, you'd like something that goes up very high. A square, and I'm going to make the square disappear. Do you know where it is? How did you know it was there? Because you saw me put it there. Good. Okay, there's the square. I think I'll try to disappear. See if you can find me. Do you know where I am? How did you know? Because you saw me go by. I'll do it once more, all right? Yes, there isn't any such thing as magic. Oh, there are lots of very fancy tricks, and some people do them very well. But we're real, aren't we? Mm-hmm. We're real today, and we'll be real tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. BOX spells box. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations.